Yes. Two things. I've got a meeting with Mr. Stone, and I'm sure that he's going to talk about the Justice Department harassing Scripps Howard. I'm going to listen as much as I can. It's on some Ohio paper, and he's convinced because of some of the background that they've been treated differently than what other people have been treated. What do you know about it?
On that case, Mr. President, they violated every law in the antitrust field that could possibly have been violated. In fact, we ought to really brought a criminal action in that sense. Criminal action wouldn't have gotten us anywhere, and the owner of that paper is a very old fella. The case is, really their behavior was just terrible with a competing paper, and they violated every law in the books on that with respect to just simply putting this other paper out of business. Through every unfair business practice you could have, you know, cutting advertising way down, giving all kinds of special treatment, even using various threats of one kind or another. And we didn't bring that case during the election when we first had all the facts on it, because it was a Goldwater chain. They're not being treated differently than anybody else would be treated in the same way. Most people refrain from that kind of conduct. It's a very strong case, and I'd be happy to talk to him about it if you want to send him over.
Maybe that's the best thing to do.
Show him all the facts on it all. Because it's very, very strong.
Okay. Now, what's your situation in Los Angeles?
Well, I haven't done anything about it. I thought I would talk. I thought I'd talk to Otis Chandler and his attorney about the problem. There's a lot of small papers in the outlying areas around Los Angeles that are profitable. And I don't think that either the Hearst or the Chandler papers ought to start eating up all those surrounding papers. These are small papers like the San Bernardino one, and this is the start. If we don't stop that kind of acquisition, then I think those two papers, which are competing very vigorously with each other, will simply go out and acquire all of these smaller papers in the area and create more of a monopoly than there presently is. I have not done anything about it, but I thought really ought to try to talk with, I know young Chandler fairly well, and I know he's got an able counsel, and I thought we ought to talk to him about the problem.
All right, okay. And, do that, and don't do anything until you talk to me, but go on and do that. I think that makes sense.
All right.
And I'll send this other fellow down the line. I don't want to be passing judgments here, and I want to handle over there, but I can't refuse to talk or listen and appear to be high and mighty, but I'll do that, and I'll tell him that I've talked to you and that you have some deep concerns, and that I think you're a very fair, just man, and I think it'd be wise for you all to have lunch together.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.